Welcome to the Dentistry Speaks podcast, hosted by members of the Speaking Consulting Network. We interview leaders, meeting planners, and pioneers to help aspiring and seasoned dental speakers polish their skills and reach their potential.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast brought to you by the Speaking Consulting Network. My name is Kevin Henry, honored to be the host of this podcast and honored to be joined today by Dr. Rad. Dr. Rad, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for having me on. I like the intro, Dr. Rad. It's a fun name that I've acquired. My last name is Radfar, but the kids at the office in my dental practice have shortened it to Dr. Rad, and so I took off with that. So I'm very blessed to be here and talk to you guys a little bit about sleep and sleep apnea and what we do as dentists and the dental field to help our patients sleep.
Yeah, I want to dive into that topic, but I do want our audience to know a little bit more about you before we dive in, just to kind of, how did you get started in this and why are you so passionate about it?
So, you know, I'm an immigrant from another country. I came to this country when I was 6 years old. And when I escaped my country, I came through horseback through the treacherous mountains of Iran. And I do remember it, and I don't consider it a childhood trauma. I consider it an opportunity. And one of the things I was told as I was on horseback was don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep during the night when we were going through the mountains. Because if I fell asleep and fell off the horse, I would have fallen off the cliffs that we were going through. Made it, obviously, came to America. Sadly, in 2009, I actually fell asleep. I fell asleep at the wheel. I was going about 30 miles an hour, a block away from my house in my gated community. Thought I was home. And I fell asleep and crashed my car into a tree. And I walked away with nothing, not even a bruise, airbags deployed. I've never been in it. 32 years old back then, weighed 165 pounds. I'm 6 foot tall. So no obesity, nothing, you know, no indications besides feeling a little bit more tired throughout. And so yeah, I went to a sleep physician. He gave me a sleep study. Luckily, we had a home sleep study then. Now everyone gets a home sleep study if there's an issue, such as feeling tired throughout the day, certain medical conditions, which we can talk about. And the home sleep study showed that I have mild apnea. They gave me a CPAP machine back in 2009, which is that mask, and I couldn't wear it. And then in 2010, the mouthpiece was put on the map by Dr. G in Stanford. And I was one of the first ones to make it for myself and for my practice. And it changed my life. And since then, it just took off. And I've helped over 1,600 patients with mouthpieces since 2010.
That's awesome. And you know, coming from experience, does that make it more relatable for the patients that you work with, just knowing your backstory and how passionate you are about it?
Yeah, it's because I know what people are going through. You know, it's the not having enough energy for your loved ones, or snoring and being embarrassed when you sleep next to a bed partner, or just feeling like you're kind of run down, grumpy in the morning, more annoyed, you know, honestly, in some sort of ways, depression and mood issues. Let alone all the slew of medical conditions. Like I was getting acid reflux, and 60% of acid reflux patients, that's a study, is a result of sleep apnea. And so you know, there was a lot of things that didn't happen to me yet, like high blood pressure and history of heart attack and stroke and cancer risks. And all these things are now we're discovering that are caused by sleep apnea and not being treated for it. So I really do resonate with my patients. When I see something going on and I look at their medical history and I see what we call comorbidity or a condition that's associated with sleep apnea, and then I look in the mouth and I see a narrow airway, I see their tongue is kind of scalloping and it's a large tongue, or I see grinding of the teeth, I just ask them, I go, hey, look, it looks like you've been maybe struggling for air at night. How well do you sleep? And most of the time they're like, yeah, doc, I sleep like crap. You know, I mean, most people don't get the solid 7-8 hours of sleep, and we wake up a bunch of times to go urinate, to wake up a bunch of times because, you know, someone wakes them up because of their snoring. And so I understand it because I understand it and I almost died from it. And I'm, you know, it's kind of like our duty as dentists to learn this trait. And once you learn it, once you see it, you can't unsee it. And now you have an opportunity to not only save lives as a dentist. The new study came out that if you have moderate to severe apnea, you have 12 to 15 years decrease in life expectancy. That Kevin, 12 to 15 years, that's over a decade in living on this planet, not being around for your kids, for your partner, that's a huge deal. And we're so blessed as dentists to be one of the providers for this. And only dentists that are trained in doing sleep apnea, which I do teach in my courses at Rad Seminar, radseminar.com, are my courses. I teach every dentist, any dentist, hygienist to learn how to do this.
And I'm glad you just mentioned the hygienist part, because I'm always curious, as a dentist, how do you get the team members on board, understanding the importance of it and really being able to talk to the patients about it as well?
Yeah, it's through education, you know, a virtual course online or coming to an in-person course, which I've been doing that since 2014. I've trained over 3,000 dentists and hygienists. That's the first thing, is understanding the ramifications. And when they're sitting there with a patient and scaling and root planing and prophy, and they see the tongues covering the molars, or there's not enough room back there to, you know, to put an x-ray sensor in, that those are some red flags. And so I teach hygienists and dentists and assistants and what to look for. And then the next thing is, I'm sure a hygienist or some staff member has a family member, maybe they're themselves or someone in their family that snores. And if the doctor can, you know, I call it, do it pro bono, especially if you haven't done one. Bring that patient in, that family member of your staff, or the staff member themselves. Ask that question of your staff. Hey, anyone here snore? Are there spouses or partners or brother or sister or grandma or mom? Bring them in, do the scan, look at their mouth. And when you have a family member or a close person of the staff get treated and they're giving you the thumbs up, like, wow, I'm not snoring anymore and I feel better. That's it. You planted the seed for your staff, and not to mention the slew of patients that come in and tell them, wow, I really like that mouthpiece. It's been helping me. John and I are back in the bedroom together. And your hygienist will listen to that and be like, okay, now we're doing something different in our practice. Now we're doing heart-centered care. We're making changes in people's lives emotionally, socially, and medically. So start with your own practice, start with the people within your own office, ask that simple question, anyone snore, and try to help them, and then go through the process. And of course, you know, learn how to do it through a course, and the rewards are fruitful.
And we know, obviously, this is valuable, not only to save lives, literally, but also to just improve the quality of life every day. You mentioned the seminars, you mentioned the training that you've done. What is the biggest hurdle that dentists have to overcome before they really are ready to accept this and put it in place in their practice?
I love that question, because I've been, after the 3,000 plus people that I've trained, about 300 or so are doing this on a regular basis. And that's kind of been the standard for people who take courses. And it's not about the course. My course is, without any arrogance or ego, I really do an incredible job teaching anyone who comes to my seminar, whether it's virtual or in person, on how to do this. What happens is life happens. You know, I still do implants. I do traditional braces. I do 30 to 40 crowns a month. So I'm a general dentist, just like most people who are listening. And about 25% of my practice, so about 20 appliances a month on average, is what I do for sleep. So I understand that the daily struggles and the pushback from some of the staff, and how do we bill, and how much do we charge, and all this stuff, which I go over in my seminars. People need follow through. And that's why I launched my coaching program, that, you know, you can not only take all my courses, but I will be on the person who takes the course and is part of my coaching program on a weekly call, going through their struggles. Let me know what is hindering them from continuing to screen patients and treat them, and have them accountable. Through my RAD coaching program, people can come to my office and shadow me at any time, as many times as they need. That's all included. They can bring their staff, and the staff can shadow my staff, including my treatment coordinator and the communication with the medical billing company and all that. So I believe that follow-up after a seminar, which is super rare, because most people, we go, we take a CE, we learn something, and then it's like, what do we do next? And that's where I come in. I make sure that every doctor and their staff is on it. It's a year program through RAD coaching that is just, it works to perfection. It's guaranteed to work. I guarantee the results for the doctor, that they will not only make their investment back, but more importantly, man, makes so much difference in people's lives that it's all just a perfect recipe for success.
And I love that you say that, because I do know that there are times that a doctor will go away and learn a technique or implement a technology and then bring it back to the practice. And a week or two later, it's off in the corner or whatever it might be. And it really is about that implementation. And I love that you kind of hold the hand as you go along as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and there's no equipment to buy at my courses. I don't recommend spending, you know, thousands of dollars on sleep equipment or anything like that, because I just want you to learn the information and go get started. And there's a system and a protocol on how to bring it up to the patient, how to refer for a home sleep study, when you get the sleep study results back. So like, you know, the appointments and the step-by-step protocol, the dentistry is so easy. I mean, you're one educational program away from financial freedom, from working less intensely with your neck and your arm and your back. You're one educational program away from saving lives, literally saving lives. Like this 5 times higher risk of cancer, 12 to 15 years off your life. That's nothing like what we do in dentistry. So, you know, if you want more freedom, you want to work less, you want to have the liberation of spending more time with family and whatnot, doing sleep will allow that. I mean, if you're doing 10 to 20 appliances a month, which most graduates of my program do, you're talking at a good $40,000 to $60,000 extra per month if we want to make money an issue. That's a brilliant way of having a little bit more freedom. But it's not just that, right? It's really the work that we do is so emotional. It's so amazing to reduce medical comorbidities and have patients get off their high blood pressure medication a couple months after I make them the mouthpiece. I mean, wow. Their cardiologist keeps telling them exercise and keeps giving them prescriptions. And you are here solving the real solution is you're helping them breathe better and not having their heart pump oxygen to the brain and vasoconstrict and cause high blood pressure. And so really the success comes when there's follow through. I personally like to work out 4 days a week to stay healthy, to be around, to be a protector and a provider for my family. I see my trainer once a week and I do the rest on my own. I am your trainer when it comes to sleep. And I'm going to be on it for you all and make sure, because then once you get rolling, then you don't need me as much anymore and you can do it all on your own. That's my goal here.
And obviously, again, we know the benefits that can be to the patients and everything else once they come into the practice. But do you also see this as a differentiator for dentists in a metropolitan area that they can advertise sleep dentistry and solving these issues? Is that a marketing angle as well?
Yeah. So I have a lot of patients who already have dentists and their dentists don't do it. And I'd never steal a patient from another dental office, but because they see what we do and they love my practice and they love my staff and the way my demeanor with them, hey, doc, you know, I haven't been to my dentist in over a year. Do you take new patients for general dentistry? I mean, I would say somewhere between 2 to 3 patients out of 10. So 20 to 30% of patients that walk in for a sleep consult end up becoming my general patients, which increases your general dentistry pool. The biggest thing for me is how to get these sleep patients, right? Well, they're already in your practice. When you look for the large scalloped tongue, the grinding of the teeth, or the medical histories like comorbidities like high blood pressure, acid reflux, depression, medications that are taken for these, when I ask them the question, hey, how do you sleep at night? And then they tell me the problems that they have. My biggest secret, and you guys are going to love this pearl that I'm going to give you, is once I have one patient in my own office, and you have hundreds in your offices, agree to a home sleep study because of the conversation that we have about what we see, and we get that sleep study result from the home sleep testing company in our practice, which I show you all how to do that, I share those results with every medical doctor that patient has seen within the last 3 years. Meaning, if they have a cardiologist, an endocrinologist, a urologist, a psychiatrist, a primary care doctor, I have a letter that says, letter to the MD, dear Dr. Smith, our mutual patient, Kevin was complaining about snoring and being more tired throughout the day. A whole sleep study showed that a diagnosis by Dr. So-and-so that he has mild sleep apnea. We are going to treat him with an oral appliance. He refuses CPAP and surgery. If you have any questions, please contact my office. Signed by Dr. Rad, sent to the MD. And when these MDs get these letters, they're going to know you're in the community and you're doing this in a very professional. CPAP was refused. All the ways, all the words that they want to hear that makes him go, who's this Dr. Rad guy? And then it's up to us, Kevin, as a dentist, to pick up the phone and be like, hey, did you get my mutual letter patient from Kevin, journey here to help him sleep better? Do you have any questions for me? And that's how I built the relationship with every single kind of medical doctor in the community. And if Kevin, my other patient, Mike, may have the same cardiologist you did. And so when Mike's sleep study comes in, I send a letter for Mike to the same cardiologist. Now they see two letters. Okay, Dr. Rad's doing something.
Yeah.
And that's how I've grown my patient pool. And that's part of the internal marketing. And Kevin, I got a question to ask you. How much money does that cost me?
Not much at all.
Nothing,
maybe.
My time in a stamp, you know, right? And it's not Google pay per click. It's not social media posts, which I'm a fan of to get your word out. I'm a big fan of taking Dr. Rad's course and then going and emailing a newsletter saying, we now treat sleep and snoring. If you have any questions, come on in. Let's screen you as a complimentary screen to see if you're a candidate for an oral appliance where maybe you don't have to use a CPAP machine. Knowledge is power. Your patients have absolutely no idea that there is even an oral appliance out there that could help.
Well, you know, I love that you're out there educating. And as I mentioned to you before we started, I also love that you're educating through social media as well. You're bringing some fun back to it as well. So let's make sure that people know how to get a hold of you, how to learn more, but also that Instagram handle as well.
I have a couple Instagram handles. My Rad Health Inc. So at Rad Health INC, Rad Health Inc. You'll see some funny videos that I've created with the trials and tribulations of being a dentist. I've had, you know, what's my worst patient story in there? And that went viral, had about 3 million views. I've had a bunch of, I create videos where a patient comes in and tells me that they're snoring and the wife comes and gives me a hug and we all high five and hug each other. You know, some different angles of doing things because these videos are catchy. And then I throw a video in there that's educational that talks about sleep or talks about TMJ or talks about implants or whatnot. So at Rad Health Inc. is my brand. And then my Dr. Rad Health, Dr. Rad Health, is my lifestyle, my personal page, which I kind of talk. I have some podcast interviews on there and some lifestyle stuff. You can all reach me through also my website at radseminar.com, radseminar.com. Those are all the lists of seminars. And there's a chat box in there. It comes directly to my phone. I answer everything myself. I'm notorious for being a communicator in a positive way because I believe communication is the love language that we're missing. And so if anyone has any interests or questions or I can help them personally with a home sleep study or train their practices, please reach out.
And obviously we'll make sure to put the Instagram handles as well as the link to the website in the show notes. That way they are all easy to find. Hey, Dr. Rad, thanks so much for being on today. I really appreciate it and enjoyed the conversation.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Everyone have a rad year.
Love it. And love all of you for joining this episode of the Dentistry Speaks podcast. Thanks so much. Make sure you check out Speaking Consulting Network at speakingconsultingnetwork.com. And until next time, Kevin Henry, host of the Dentistry Speaks podcast, wishing you nothing but success ahead.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more, visit speakingconsultingnetwork.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on the Dentistry Speaks podcast.